USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Thousand Oaks, California, where there's been a mass shooting at a country and western bar frequented by college students. Authorities say at least 11 people were shot, and that includes one deputy. A Ventura County Sheriff's Office spokesman says,
when deputies arrived on scene, they responded to the shots fired call. When they got here, they were still hearing those shots, and they responded to neutralize that.
That official saying of the shooter that he's been contained inside the bar, but no further details available. Attorney General Jeff Sessions leaving the Trump administration, resigning at the request of President Trump a day after Democrats regained control of the U.S. House in the midterm elections. Trump saying on Twitter, Sessions Chief of Staff Matthew Whitaker is taking over as acting AG. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Alaruth Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
California's Nancy Pelosi wants to be Speaker of the House again.
I think I'm the best person to go forward to unify, to negotiate. I'm a good negotiator.
Already 8 of the 27 newcomers to the House have stated they'll oppose Pelosi. The process is expected to kick off with a secret ballot vote later this month. Pelosi is regarded as a major fundraiser for the Democrats. Republican Brian Kemp has claimed victory in Georgia's still-too-close-to-call governor's race. A group called Nonprofit Protect Democracy has filed a lawsuit seeking to keep Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp from being involved in counting votes, certifying results, or any runoff or recount. Kemp is overseeing the still-undecided Georgia's governor's race. He's refused numerous calls to step aside or recuse himself as Secretary of State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
People are wondering what's going to happen now that Democrats are taking control of the House. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio joined Fox Business and has an idea of what he believes will happen.
American politics will be dominated by the folks in the House investigating the president, investigating the White House. And that's unfortunate that we didn't get more things done and focus on the things we need to do for the American people. But I think that's where they're headed because they've been very clear. Remember, Maxine Waters is the lady who said impeachment six times in one sentence. She's the lady who said stand up and harass anybody who supports the president. So I don't think she can help herself. I think she's going to, her and the rest of them are going to pursue the White House and investigate everything.
Retail sales for the holidays are expected to top $1 trillion in the United States for the very first time this year. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A report from eMarketer projecting an increase of almost 6% from last year, which would mark the strongest growth for holiday sales in America since 2011. It notes low unemployment, rising wages, and more Americans feeling confident about the economy. E-commerce sales are expected to make up over 12% of this year's total. The Christmas holiday retail sales period begins on November 1st and runs through December 31st.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.